B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Everybody sit tight. We're going to get all your calls straight ahead, but it's playback time. Let's relive yesterday. Georgia Dome. 1 o'clock. The roof is open at that brand new stadium in Atlanta, shining down on the field. And we'll start Kevin Burkhardt, Greg Olsen on the call to kick off the 2021 season. We begin. The Falcons get the ball, go down the field. Is Ridley right? Is Ridley. They're in the red zone. First drive of the game. But Brandon Graham makes a statement with this hit on Mike Davis.
First and five. Big time drive on the opener. So Marcus Epps go out for Philadelphia. Avon Wallace in a safety position. Oh, my goodness. Davis got smoked by Brandon Graham.
Big hit.
Safety position.
You can hear the smack.
Yeah, I love that. Big, big hit by BG. And here's the other thing. Again, defense able to stiffen and keep the Falcons out of the end zone, which I thought was big. You know, you don't want to be on your heels down 7-0. The offense, however, you know, we didn't know what to expect, right? Nick didn't show us much. Preseason kept it close to the vest. Well, the best was the first two plays. First of all, you know I'm a Quez fan. I love Quez Watkins. And he goes Quez left, Quez right. Both same play, they just mirrored. He flipped the script to the opposite side for the second one. Take a look, listen to the Sirianni script.
I think he's got a great chance to develop to a high-level player. And so here he goes, first and 10 from the 25. They'll throw it real quick to get it out. Drew Watkins, his first chance, and good speed. And he got a nice block from Arthego Whiteside as well. There's to throw it again. Same play, other side. Watkins has a block. Watkins with a speed. And another first down. He had a huge preseason and two quick plays to Quez Watkins.
How about that? Pretty cool, man. All right, later that drive, Eagles get to the 18-yard line. And this is the best. Because how about it? Because on Friday, we're doing the drop a prop. It's the prop drop on Friday where we put together all of our favorite props and string them for an in-game parlay, a same-game parlay, and a regular parlay. And, Devontae, first touchdown of the game. How about it?
That was, what, plus 1,300
yes,
on its own?
Yeah.
And I remember it jumped the same game parlay from, like, plus 4,700 to plus 8,700. It was great.
Oh, my God. And I got to give a special prop to my man Frankie Moe. Frankie Moe, he's the one who said, put that in there, dude.
And then I remember Echo Lenny called in.
And Echo
and
Lenny
said, you got to go with it, man.
Yes. So, and it hit right here. Take a listen to the Bama connection.
The number one pick, Devontae Smith, is in the slot on a 3rd and 4. Hurts looking left, lofting left, going for the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Devontae Smith, first NFL catch, is a score.
This is an age-old, day-one install man rub route. You'll see the veteran,
Zach.
He makes no contact with Fabian Moreau. It's just enough to allow Devontae Smith to clear that. You know, it's not a pick. Offensive guys don't call it picks, KB. It's a rub route out of the slot. Couldn't draw up a better start for the young quarterback and the young wide receiver.
It was a great play design to get Devontae in space and clear him out. See, and you saw the flip side later in the first quarter with Atlanta, because they ran two rubs, and they were called for consecutive OPIs.
Yeah, on Ridley, yeah.
Because, you know what? You can't hit the guy. So, meanwhile, Eagles executed flawlessly. Bama connection. Eagles up 7-3. And after the game, Devontae was asked about his first catch being a touchdown. listen to his answer. We're gonna, well, we already do. We're in love. Cue the hearts.
Honestly, it really ain't hit me yet, honestly. Because it was just like, in the moment, just kind of still getting to it. Know I have a task in hand right now, but it ain't hit me yet. Just come down to seeing the coverage that we wanted and then just roll with it and just execute the play. And when I seen it was man, I mean, we like I say, we repped it a lot. When I seen it was man, I just knew just because of all the repetition that we did that it was going to be that play.
You don't want to man up Devontae, man. No, sir.
I just love that. Two answers in his press conference after the game. The NFL's slower than college, and when I knew it was man, I knew it was going to be a touchdown.
Oh, he's a man beater. That's it. Man beater, Devontae. So the Falcons come back again, if you remember, and have to settle for another field goal, Chunas. Right? Again, the defense is able to stiff it, keep him out of the end zone, which basically, that was really it for Atlanta. Let's keep it going. Speaking of Hurts and Smith, the Bama connection, next drive, they connected four times, which I absolutely loved Sirianni's play call. Like, get those two a rhythm together. Good job, Nick. Take a listen.
On second down, Hurts looks over the middle, has a completion over the middle, and has a first down over the middle. It's Smith with his second catch. And Hurts going to throw a far center field. Another completion. It is Smith again. Second down, Hurts. Flushed out, rolls on the complete. Again to Devontae Smith, and this time it's for a first down into Atlanta territory. So he's finding his former Alabama teammate. That's time for 19. Three catches on the drive for Devontae Smith. Four for the game. Last time, Hurts far side going for him. And is he inbounds? Yes, he is. Four catches on the drive for Devontae Smith.
Yeah, that was the drive in which they turned it over on downs. But I know people were like, they got a little anxious because twice Nick passed up the field goal. I think that's kind of a little bit of an analytics deal. I think that's a part of that.
Yeah, it could be. But it could also be, hey, look, our offense is moving downfield.
Yeah.
Let me keep rolling.
I do think that's a franchise-wide kind of thing. But listen, one of the most impressive moments of the game for Hurts and Sirianni was the two-minute drill to close out the first half. Before we get to that touchdown to Goddard to end the half, here's how it sounded getting down the field.
To this new coaching staff, blitz is coming. Dean Pease sends a house. Hurts in trouble. Gets away. Room to run and a lot of it. He's going to have a first down and more when he gets out of bounds. Kelce, Brooks, Johnson, all Pro Bowlers on that right side. Second down and six. Late blitz is coming. Hurts sees, tucks it away, going to run. Gets a block, has a first down, and down to the 20. Another blitz. Hurts recognizes being chased from behind. Throws on the run. Has a completion, but inbounds is Rager. Hurts standing in, throwing inside the five. It is caught and ridden out of bounds is Goddard.
How about it? So, that set it up. This is amazing. 9 seconds. Dean Pease, the Falcons DC, bringing pressure. Hurts recognizes it. What a beautiful play, beautiful throw. This was impressive. This was not just pitch and catch of Devontae. This is a great play by Hurts. Take a look. Take a listen.
9 seconds to go.
First to go.
Pressure on Hurts. He's in trouble. Has to watch the clock going. End zone it is. Touchdown! Dallas Goddard! Oh, what a play from Hurts to Goddard!
That's as good of a catch. Listen, I just got on Dallas a little bit about extending it. He more than made up for it. Scramble drill, given somewhere for your quarterback outside the pocket to go, and that was not an easy catch. Take a look here. He's fighting with the Mike linebacker. He stays alive. That is a great, great adjustment.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
It was a great play by Goddard. But I got to give a lot of the Lions here credit to Hurts on this play. Now, again, 9 seconds, right? Big spot. First game of the season. Pressure's, he's under duress. And you heard the call by Burkhardt. You know, Hurts in trouble. And he was able to make a terrific play. He did not imperil the ball either.
And remember, they're out of timeouts at that point.
I know. It was.
If he goes down,
that's it.
You don't even get three out of
that's
it.
That's right. So I was really impressed. Anyway, after the touchdown, Eagles line for the extra point. Falcons are offside. Sirianni, as you'll see now, anytime on an extra point, a point after, where there's a penalty on the defense and the balls move up to the one, they go for it now. And Nick went for it, and it was a good move. Take a listen.
They will go for two after a 12-play drive, scoring with 2 seconds left in the half. Hurts going to hand it off. 4-2 is Sanders. 15-6. Philadelphia. So to recap, Greg, you got to look at that drive at the end of the half. Obviously, they had to look at it in New York, but a 12-play drive, 62 yards. They score with 2 seconds left on the great play. The touchdown pass, 9 yards to Goddard. They look at it in New York. They say the catch is good. Then they get the penalty to go for two. I mean, what a finish in the first half from Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. It really was. And look, that play, was there any doubt in your mind? I mean, you couldn't get a good read on the replay.
No, they weren't going to overturn that. Because the way the end zone was painted black.
Yeah, you couldn't see it.
You just couldn't see it. So, yeah. Hey, touchdown. You can't turn that one over.
Well, that's what I thought, you know. Listen, here we go. We talked about how great earlier Kenneth Gainwell, how well he played, picking up blitzes, protecting Hurts. I want to point this one out. It's the third quarter, all right? And then he's got a wide open hole. Go ahead, young buck. Score that touchdown.
First and goal, Philadelphia. Gainwell, wide open man for the touchdown. Oh! The rookie's first NFL score.
Talked about Gainwell earlier, KB, kind of made an impact on that two-minute drive, but what a great job. He's been a great compliment to Miles Sanders. The highlight of this play, though, Kelce, Samalu, their double team on the left side there, oh my God, they just absolutely double teamed the defensive lineman straight off the ball. That was a true downhill, great run, great play.
All right. Man, this is awesome. Falcons did absolutely nothing offensively in the third quarter. So let's head to the fourth. The Eagles just playing superb football, up 22-6. Now, here's a play that will be replayed a lot this season because of a monster block by Jordan Mailata. That resulted in touchdown, Rager!
Sanders on the face, and Rager has moved Jalen Rager to six.
KB, I think the Eagles are into something here. I think this young quarterback is finding his groove. Him and his play caller, Nick Sirianni. I'll tell you what, it's a pretty exciting young group right here.
So there it was. What a block by Mailata. Mailata had a great game.
Oh, my God. Fantastic.
He's a beast.
Hey, congrats on the contract.
Yeah.
Locked him up right before week one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good deal. It's a good cap deal, too, for Howie. Yeah. So now it's time to show a little love to the defense late in the fourth quarter. They didn't force any turnovers, but they were able to really stifle Atlanta. And here they put him down, thanks to Javon Hargrave, who had a monster day as that D-line controlled the Atlanta line of scrimmage. Take a listen.
Atlanta's got it. Fourth and 10. Pressure on Ryan. He's in trouble. Down he goes. Javon Hargrave blitz through the line, has a sack in the Eagles defense.
When they signed Hargrave last year from Pittsburgh, this was the player they anticipated pairing with Fletcher Cox. Got off to a little bit of a slow start last year with some injuries, but look at him here. Yeah, Mayfield, they've got to start sliding the protection to him. He's struggling with these two inside pass rushers, but great pass rush. That's the impact they're hoping they can get. And listen, if they can get him to play at that level, pairing with the rest of that front and Fletcher Cox, this defense is going to be tough.
Impressive. Impressive. Hargrave, what a game. He did it again. Next drive, down goes Ryan.
Can this team be good and compete for the division? I mean, their defense today, they haven't rushed any more than four. And they have got to force Ryan pressure again.
Yeah, to give you the bells.
We're going streaking! Yeah.
Bells makes me want to go nuts.
Of course, man.
Bells makes me want to bang my head. Do me a favor. Give me that again with what he said, because I don't want to say it, because I have no expectations, and I'm going to keep saying I got no expectations. But let me just hear that line, because I got chills when he said it with this in the backdrop.
Can this team be good and compete for the division? I mean, their defense today, they haven't rushed any more than four. And they have got to force Ryan pressure again. Dropped again. Javon Hargrave gets home, and that's that.
Dude. Can this team be good enough to compete for the division?
About control. It's the thing of me going out there and doing what I'm coached to do. We prepare. We hit it every day. I go out there. I always talk about executing. I want to execute at a high level, whatever that is. Running the ball, throwing the ball, alignment things, situation things. I just want to execute at a high level. So.
Oh, Jalen, call me B. Give me some Devontae. Give me that Devontae cut from earlier.
I feel like it's slower just because you got time. You go to the hole every play. To where in college, you just on the ball, getting signals and things like that. So it's a little bit slower than college. Now, I think it's just college period. Like, everybody goes no huddle. Nobody huddles up. So I think that's just how college is played, and this is just how NFL is played.
We believed in ourselves, and that's one thing for sure that going into it, we knew that's a box we can take off. Everybody believe in it, and now it's just all about going to do it. I mean, sometimes it ain't pretty. But I think today was a great start. We made some mistakes out there. I felt like we could capitalize on some of them opportunities we had that we kind of let slip away. You know, we had a fourth down that I felt we should have got. But it's all good. Like, you know how I go.
Chills. Thank you, BT. Chills.
Thank you, 97.5.
Chills. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think
stop,
it is a
killing
movie.
Me, man.
I'm just waiting for somebody to say cut.
Stop.
You know, all the lights come down. I'm like, oh, wow. But until then, I'm going to just keep doing my process. You know, you guys know it from Philly. It's 1% better every day.
That's pretty awesome, Judas.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.